My name is Prachi Noor, and I'm a member of the World Can't Wait Drive Out the Bush Regime National Steering Committee. I want to welcome you to It's Worse Than You Think, Where the Bush Regime is Taking the World and Why It Must Be Stopped. The world faces a grave emergency. In just the past year, we have seen government spying bolted into law, the Bush nominees Alito and Roberts installed in the Supreme Court, the Patriot Act passed again, anti-abortion and anti-gay laws, war in Iraq getting even more dangerous, devastating war on Lebanon approved and fueled by the Bush administration, war on Iran well underway, torture legalized, hundreds of years old fundamental right of habeas corpus stripped away. Taken together as a whole package, these outrages of the Bush regime are extremely dangerous. The very nature of U.S. society and its relationship to other countries are being shaped in horrific ways before our eyes. Yet, the full implications of these sweeping changes are not widely understood, even among us who oppose the Bush administration. People can only act on what they understand, and the current election season is engineered to make sure people know as little as possible. The most crucial issues are not discussed truthfully, either in the public arena or in election campaigns, and this is the major reason why public resistance to Bush's outrages is nowhere near what is urgently needed. This is why World Can't Wait Drive Out the Bush Regime organization, in conjunction with Bush Crimes Commission, is holding this teach-in. Tonight, we'll hear from scholars, reporters, and activists who have dug deeply into researching questions that have everything to do with what kind of society we will live in. It matters that our four speakers have taken the time and rigor to contribute to our understanding the truth about the horrific agenda the Bush regime is cementing into place. If our resistance has to be commensurate with the outrages that Bush regime is bringing down on the people of the world, we must understand the full magnitude of what is at stake for the world. So today, fueled with information, inspiration, and commitment brought to us on the stages, we must pledge to bring the dangerous course of the Bush regime to a halt. Our first speaker today is Les Roberts. He's the principal investigator in a study published a few weeks ago in the British medical journal, The Lancet. In 2004, he looked into the Bush administration's contention that only 30,000 civilians had been killed in the invasion and occupation of Iraq. By October of 2006, the study showed that somewhere between 300,000 and 900,000 civilians had been killed, with a probability number of 651,000. The utter amount of death is simply horrifying. The study paints a really gruesome picture of just what the Iraqi people have been going through and what they have been enduring for the last 3.5 years. So Dr. Roberts is an epidemiologist now at Columbia University, and he'll speak today on the Bush administration's attacks on science, including their attempts to discredit data pointing to the deaths. Let us welcome to the stage Les Roberts.